In this week's parasha, we read about the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. This mitzvah is very unique and extremely rare. There are many things that must fall into place for the mitzvah to be applicable. One of the halachas of Pidyon HaBen is that the child must be born naturally. If he's delivered by cesarean section, the mitzvah does not apply. Another rule of Pidyon HaBen is that only the natural firstborn of the mother is sanctified as a bechor. If, however, the child is the first for the father but not for the mother, he does not have to be redeemed as a bechor. On the surface, it seems strange to exclude these Bechorim from Pidyon HaBen, since they are considered firstborns in all other aspects of Halacha. For example, double portion of inheritance or giving them honor. The Halacha is, if a firstborn was born by cesarean, he still has to fast on Erev Pesach. So why specifically when it comes to the law of redemption are they not considered Bechorim? Adding to the question, the Torah says, by redeeming our firstborns, it reminds us that Hashem skipped over and saved the Jewish Bechorim in Mitzrayim. And as we know, that during Makkas Bechorim, all Egyptian firstborns perished. It didn't matter whether they were the firstborn of the mother or the father. If so, shouldn't the mitzvah of Bechorim also extend to both the firstborn of the mother and the father? So I saw a beautiful explanation based on an analogy to the mitzvah of Bechorim. So what is the purpose, what is the underlying reason of bringing the first fruits up to the Beis HaMikdash? The Torah tells us, because a farmer can go out into his field, and upon seeing a plentiful crop, he may rationalize, all my hard work has finally paid off. I plowed, I threshed, I sowed, I reaped, I harvested, and then nature took its course. A person can easily fall into the trap of thinking, Koichi ve'oitzam yadi, it's all me, my wisdom, my intellect, my great business acumen, my agricultural skills is what produced this beautiful crop, with no involvement from Hashem. So the Torah tells him, bring the first fruits up to the Beis HaMikdash and express gratitude for all the blessings that Hashem has granted you. And that will remind him that what he perceives as nature is also miraculous. The most natural process still requires the miraculous intervention of Hashem. And we are always dependent on divine providence, no matter how naturally everything seems to be progressing. The mitzvah of Bechor has a similar message. When we have a firstborn child, we may easily rationalize in the same way. When people struggle with infertility and have trouble conceiving, they turn to Hashem and beseech Him with prayer. And when a baby is finally born, they know full well that this child is a priceless gift from Hashem. However, when things go naturally as expected, you get married and within a year there's a mazel tov. You may not realize that this child is also a great gift from Hashem. So when a child is the firstborn to his mother by natural birth, everything has indeed gone as expected. But when he's the firstborn only to his father and not to his mother, something has obviously gone off track. The mother may have had a child from a previous marriage that didn't work out. Likewise, if a child was born by cesarean, it also is a deviation from the normal and the natural. In such cases, we are already painfully aware that our fate is in Hashem's hands, and we don't need the mitzvah of Bechor to remind us of that. However, when people get married at an appropriate age, and a year later they have a child, and they think, what could be more normal? What could be more natural? This is how they write it up in the storybooks. This is how it's supposed to happen. They forget that they owe Hashem an enormous debt of gratitude. In that case, Hashem gives us the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen to remind us that just as in Mitzrayim the Jewish firstborns were a divine gift from Hashem, so are all the firstborns, and so are all my other children, a miraculous gift from above. And that is why the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen apply only to natural firstborns from the mother. They say a story about a man that lived in Yerushalayim and he davened in the shul of Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal. One day, he brought in lekach and brofen to shul, and after shachris, he put it out on the table and told everyone to make a lechaim. And what is the occasion, they asked him. He told them, just 2 days ago, I was involved in a horrific car accident, and Baruch Hashem, I escaped without serious injury. I was held overnight for observation in the hospital, and I was released the next morning and was able to return to my family. The very next day, another congregant came into shul and threw a party double the size of what the first person gave the previous day. So they asked him, and what's your story? What miracle happened to you? He told them, actually, nothing happened to me. But I was thinking yesterday, when our colleague gave his party, I travel on the same road every day for the last 30 years, and Baruch Hashem, nothing has ever happened to me. Isn't that an even greater miracle? Do I have to wait for something tragic to happen to realize the Chasdei Hashem? So that is why I'm making a Suda Sadoa today, so that we can all thank Hashem for not even putting us through all the pain and suffering He endured. And this is the message He was conveying. What we perceive as normal and natural are all really miracles of Hashem. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.